Authorization to Act, Joint Chiefs of Staff, August 10, 2021, by Justice Anna Von Reitz, Big Lake, Alaska. Notice to principals is notice to agents. Notice to agents is notice to principals. Authorization to Act, Joint Chiefs of Staff. As we have often noted, this country is being used as a battleground for a perpetual mercenary war based on false legal presumptions. Those presumptions have included the idea that our American government is missing, in interregnum, absent, and that therefore, there is a custodial interest for the British territorial United States government and the municipal United States government, and more recently, the United Nations organization. Please note that our unincorporated federation of states doing business as the United States of America is the government of this country in international and at the present time, global jurisdiction, as well. Over the past 5 years, eligible electors have been painstakingly identified and documented, and our 50 state assemblies have been called into session. These general assemblies are able to function as committees of the whole and to take valid roll call votes of eligible state electors who are state citizens, to resolve issues of international and global import. Our Federation of States and our state assemblies are the only entities with the standing to operate as the lawful American government. All other efforts to reorganize have included district citizenry and failed to observe the legal and lawful requirements. 3 international votes have been taken. The first vote was answered by those state assemblies that were organized prior to the Civil War and resulted in the formal enrollment of all former territorial states as states of the Union as of October 1, 2020. This formally ended any emergency-based custodial interest by any foreign government in those states. The second vote established the first new public law in over a century, which forbids, among other things, commercial claims against people who have received patented scraps of DNA or RNA, which, without disclosure, serve to provide an excuse to label these people transhumans and claim them as property owned by the patent holders. It is now formally and officially illegal to inject people with foreign DNA or RNA in this country, effective January 1, 2020, and the United States Provost Marshals, United States Marshals and Interpol and the American Armed Forces, including the United States Army and Air Force, are authorized to intercept, arrest, try, and incarcerate all corporations and corporation officials engaged in promoting injection campaigns and undisclosed unilateral contracting processes against unwary Americans. The third vote, which has been completed with 49 states in agreement and one state abstaining for lack of quorum, has established a peace treaty formally ending the American Civil War, which commenced in 1861 and which has continued as a perpetual emergency until August 1, 2021, when our states have issued a joint peace treaty formally ending the hostilities. These actions on the part of the properly identified and organized American people are direct presentations, not representations, to the other principals and all incorporated instrumentalities exercising any of our delegated powers whatsoever. Whereupon, the United States Provost Marshals, United States Marshals, Interpol, and appropriate units of the American Armed Forces are requested and required to enforce the international and public law of this country and immediately act upon the international arrest warrants already issued and published, and to proceed with the apprehension of all corporation officials responsible for promotion of the transhuman agenda. These are commercial and international crimes against humanity, amounting to genocide on paper, as these legal mechanisms seek to relabel and redefine living people as property assets belonging to corporations, deprive the victims of their established rights, and their property interests. Those who have participated in this scheme include all the drug companies that have benefited themselves, all the research corporations that have similarly benefited, all the governors who have continued to issue mandates and other proclamations in support of this scheme, all media companies that have allowed themselves to spread and enforce propaganda for profit and supported censorship in this country, and those other parties who upon further investigation have been involved in the deliberate and knowing and self-interested promotion of this agenda. Please note that our American government has been at peace since 1814 and this entire country is now at peacetime status. The peacetime flag should be flown at half-mast until 0800 on September 12, 2021 in remembrance of all those who have suffered and lost their lives for nothing but filthy lucre. So said, so signed, and so sealed this 9th day of August 2021 in Big Lake, Alaska. Anna Maria Reisinger, fiduciary. The United States of America. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.